This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. I support the right of Louis Farrakhan to speak his mind. And I say that knowing that I don't agree with everything Louis Farrakhan says. And reportedly, he's said some pretty heinous things about Israel or Jewish people. I think he has reportedly called Jewish people, quote, termites. And yet there are a couple of very important principles here that I think all rational people can agree on. And one is that if we don't defend the right, the free speech rights of those with whom we disagree, then we don't really believe in free speech, and we will not have our speech defended, because people don't always agree on everything, do they? There's a lot of disagreement out there in the world. But we've seen Facebook permanently ban Louis Farrakhan, Alex Jones, Laura Loomer, Paul Joseph Watson, who else? Milo Yiannopoulos, and many others. And not only ban those individuals, but even ban anyone who dares post a photo of those people or a link to something that those people had created. You are now deplatformed or banned by Facebook for merely linking to something that Louis Farrakhan has said. And it's very easy for the media to paint people with one seemingly crazy thing that they've said. It's very easy for them to say, oh, well, Louis Farrakhan called Jews termites. But that isn't the whole Louis Farrakhan. Surely Louis Farrakhan is a much more complex thinker than just one statement. Again, I don't agree with everything that he's ever said. There's probably a lot that I disagree with. But I bet you that he's a far deeper thinker than what the media makes him out to be. And I know this because not only have I been deplatformed and banned and smeared everywhere and lied about, I've been characterized for things that I never said. Or I've been characterized with one thing I said when in fact there was a much deeper context of it. In fact, I'll probably be attacked for saying that I agree with Louis Farrakhan's right to speak. I mean, think about that. I'll be attacked for defending the free speech rights of someone with whom I disagree. But you can't sum up a man or a woman or anyone by one phrase or one sentence they've ever uttered. And people also change over time. What you need to look at is the big picture, the pattern of who people are, because there are very dangerous people like Ocasio-Cortez. You know, there are very dangerous criminal-minded individuals in politics like Hillary Clinton or even Barack Obama for that matter. But the danger in a society comes from the censorship of speech carried out by unelected techno tyrants like Mark Zuckerberg or Jack Dorsey or others who do not answer to Congress, do not answer to the people, do not answer to the voters, nothing. They are more dangerous than Louis Farrakhan or Alex Jones or Laura Loomer or any of those people or myself, because I've been banned as well. It's the censors who are the dangerous ones, not the independent voices that might not conform to the mainstream consensus of whatever the establishment wants you to say. We are talking about speech police. We're talking about, you know, thought police, control over what you're allowed to think. Again, Mark Zuckerberg says you can't post a link to Louis Farrakhan unless you condemn him. You have to condemn Alex Jones to post a link to Alex Jones. Isn't that fascinating? This is like China-level communist mind control mandates from Mark Zuckerberg. And this has gone too far, and this must be stopped. So today, I am calling out to all the members, the fans, the followers, the supporters of Louis Farrakhan, the Nation of Islam, to say, you know what? We may not agree on everything, but one thing that we all agree on is that we should have the right to speak, and that we should have the right to criticize power, and we should have the right to criticize government. We should have the right to disagree with the establishment. And it is those principles that Louis Farrakhan, I believe, has most strongly communicated to the world. And it is those principles that any rational, reasonable person would agree with. The principle of being able to speak out. Now, again, I don't agree with Farrakhan's condemnation of Jews. And I've been a very vocal defender of the right of Jewish people to exist, to speak their mind, the right of Israel to exist, and the right of Israel to defend itself with national borders and national self-defense. I've defended Laura Loomer, and I have condemned those who were involved in the shooting. I think it was in Pittsburgh, the Jewish synagogue where the mass shooting took place, and innocent Jewish Americans were murdered by violent, insane lunatics, probably run by the deep state. Who knows? That's the way these things typically go, because they're trying to whip up, you know, religious wars and race wars, come to think of it. So we do not support violence against people based on their religion or their race or their sexual orientation or anything of that kind. We denounce all that violence. And yet at the same time, we denounce the censorship of all the different voices, the diversity of views and the diversity of thinking that has made America a multicultural nation that used to be tolerant of different ideas. And now it's become a radical left-wing authoritarian cult, a techno-fascist regime run by criminal-minded villains like Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey, a techno-fascist who walks in the footsteps of Adolf Hitler with his destruction of human knowledge. Do you understand that these tech giants, they condemn knowledge? You know, part of the censorship is not just silencing people like Louis Farrakhan. It's also silencing voices of natural health, holistic medicine, so-called anti-vaxxers. Anybody who questions the vaccine narrative is condemned and censored. And by the way, Louis Farrakhan is one of those voices who has questioned the vaccine narrative. And I'm going to say something here that might get me in trouble, and I don't care. Because you know what Louis Farrakhan has been right about? He has been right about the history of the United States government engaging in the exploitation of Black Americans to run their illegal, criminal, heinous medical experiments. And if you think Tuskegee was the only medical experiment run on Black people in America, oh, you got a lot to learn. That wasn't the last experiment. In fact, this has been a routine operation by the United States government over all these years. And we, naturalnews.com, we are one of the very few publishers in the world who dared to put together a timeline of medical experiments that have been conducted on people in the United States of America. We published that timeline. It's a two-part article because it's so long. We documented the timeline. And if you look at that timeline, you can search for it on Natural News. Just go to naturalnews.com, search for human medical experimentation timeline, and you'll find it. And if you read that timeline, guess what you're going to find? And Louis Farrakhan knows this. You're going to find that the medical experiments are run on Black prisoners and Black soldiers and Black citizens. And for many decades in America, the medical establishment, the pharmaceutical giants, they considered Black people to be lab rats, to be non-persons. They dehumanized them and they used them as medical experiment guinea pigs, human guinea pigs. I guess they didn't even consider them human. They considered them subhuman guinea pigs. And they infected them with diseases and they subjected them to radiological experiments. And they used the Black man's body as a lab rat so that the pharmaceutical companies could earn another $1 billion. It's a whole new kind of medical slavery and exploitation. And that is not an exaggeration. And if you want to condemn Louis Farrakhan about his comments on Jews, fine. But you know what? The brother has it right when it comes to medical experimentation and the abuse of Black men and Black women and Black babies in this country. And as a person, I'm a person who many people would consider to be white because they judge me on the color of my skin, right? So as a white person, I am here to tell you that the history of medicine in America is absolutely a history of the medical enslavement, medical experimentation, and medical exploitation of Africans, African descendants, African Americans, anyone with dark skin color has been targeted and has been exploited. And the medical establishment has murdered Black people through these medical experiments. In fact, I've mentioned this before, Africa. So the country of Nigeria, its own government, issued arrest warrants against the CEOs of the pharmaceutical company known as Pfizer. And these arrest warrants were issued because Pfizer ran vaccine experiments on Nigerian children. Because Africa is the testing ground of American pharmaceutical companies. And those young African-American children were murdered. They were killed by the medical experiments. And arrest warrants were issued. Of course, they couldn't arrest the CEOs of Pfizer because the CEOs never stepped foot in Nigeria again. So they set up shop, they set up a medical experiment, they recruit Black people and they lie to them. They pay them a pittance of money and they tell them, ah, here, we're gonna try something that's gonna help you. We're gonna test a new advanced breakthrough that's gonna help you. It's gonna make your life better. And it's all a lie. And they kill these children and they get away with it. So you don't think Louis Farrakhan has something to be mad about? Something to be outraged about, something to raise the alarm about when it comes to the exploitation of Black people in America and around the world? You're damn right Louis Farrakhan has something to be mad about. And he has every right to be heard. And I have to keep saying this. I don't agree with everything he says. I don't agree with some of his condemnations of people of Jewish faith and so on. I don't endorse everything he's ever said, and he wouldn't endorse everything I ever said either. But you know what? The man has a right to speak. The man has a right to be outraged. And the man has a right to challenge the establishment that has been systematically committing genocide against his people. That is no joke. And I hope that if you are a Black American, or I suppose a Black Canadian or a person of African descent living anywhere in the world, I hope you would share this with others and point to the link to this podcast. You can find this podcast at brighteon.com. You can go to naturalnews.com and you can see all of my podcasts on the right column of that homepage. And you know why I've been censored along with Louis Farrakhan or Alex Jones or Laura Loomer, you know, the Jewish American. I've been censored because I dare to say these things that the establishment does not want people to know. Because I dare to remind people that Barack Obama was forced to publicly apologize for the government's NIH, National Institutes of Health, providing public money to fund inhumane medical experiments on prisoners in Guatemala. You didn't remember that, did you? Because the media buried the news story, but look it up. Barack Obama apologized for the NIH-funded medical experiments on Guatemalan prisoners. And to this day, Africa is the testing ground for U.S. pharmaceutical companies and, get this, military biological weapons development. Do you understand that the Ebola outbreaks in Africa are not organic, natural, you know, just random Ebola coming out of the jungles? Those are weaponized biological systems. They are weapon delivery systems run by the military intelligence services of the world. Every world government that has advanced weapons, I'm talking China, the United States, Russia, and others, even North Korea has biological weapons. Every major weapons-owning country in the world is running a biological weapons development program. And most of them use Africa as a testing ground. And the reason they use Africa is because they can get away with it. They can say, oh, it was just random Ebola mutated out of the jungles. It's a cover story. What they do is they develop a new strain of Ebola. a weaponized strain and they release it in another African village. Just pick your African country of choice. They do this a lot in Kenya with the vaccines. They release it in a village. They like to pick villages that are far away from the cities because they want to study the effectiveness of the death weapon in isolation. They don't want it to spread to the cities yet because they haven't yet pulled the trigger on the global depopulation that's going to start in Africa, by the way. They've been wanting to murder Africans for decades. Don't forget, I'm the guy who put together the lecture. It's called The Science Agenda to Exterminate Blacks. The Science Agenda to Exterminate Blacks. And I think this was one of the reasons why I was permanently banned from YouTube, by the way. You can find that lecture on Brighteon.com, which I built. We own it in order to avoid censorship. But in that lecture, I showed you the New York Times article coverage of the science advisor to President Richard Nixon in, I believe, 1971, I think it was, who said, and this is quoted in the New York freaking Times, who said that they should lace all the food that we're exporting from America to deliver to Africa, they should lace all that food with infertility chemicals to cause spontaneous abortions and to collapse the birth rates of the African people. That was 1971. And you know what they've developed since then? They've developed the RNA interference technology to target people of African descent with specific protein mutations by if they eat food that they can become infertile. And do you know that the sperm count is plummeting among African men in America and all across North America, even in Europe as well? Did you know that? Scientific fact, medical fact, not even denied. Do you know that it's the Africans that every time if you talk to globalists, and this is kind of leaked out of their conversations, when they talk about depopulation, they want to murder the African people first. And the abortion centers that are run in America, they target the African-American communities. They want to kill black babies. And there was a lawmaker, I think this was in Ohio, was it? I'd have to check the state. But when there was a bill that was pushed, a heartbeat bill to say it would be illegal to murder an unborn baby after their heartbeat was detected, there was a black lawmaker who said, we need an exception so that it's legal to abort and murder black babies no matter how long the pregnancy has gone on. They wanted an exception to be able to legally murder black babies only. Do you understand? And then you tell me Louis Farrakhan doesn't have a right to be mad? Really? What is wrong with this world? Louis Farrakhan has a right to speak. And if you know anything about human history, and I've studied more of it than most, and because I'm an honest publisher of truthful history and truthful medical science, that's the reason why I'm telling you this. I know for a fact, over and over and over again, Louis Farrakhan has every right to be not just angry, not just to be incensed, but to be, I don't even know the right word for it, beyond mad, to be explosively angry at what the establishment has done to people of African descent throughout the history of the United States. And I haven't even gotten into the FBI yet and what the FBI did, not just to Martin Luther King Jr., but what the FBI did, hunting down and opening fire on busloads of black activists in America. The FBI would track, this is in the 1970s and also in the 60s, they would hunt them like animals, and they would open fire on a busload of black people. And the FBI did this over and over and over again. You know what? For decades, most white Americans, they had faith in the FBI. And maybe to some extent, I was guilty of this too. And only now, when you see the corruption of James Comey and the collusion of Obama's DOJ and the Peter Strzoks and the Lisa Pages and all these corrupt, dishonest FBI agents who targeted Trump, only now are white Americans outraged, and only now do white Americans realize, yeah, the FBI has been evil. and corrupt, and the FBI has used violence against innocent people and has illegally spied on people and surveilled people. That's been going on in the black community for decades, people. That's what I'm trying to explain here. White people only figured this out about 2 years ago. Black folks have been dealing with FBI oppression, brutality, murder for decades. Black people have been dealing with genocide for decades. Black people have been dealing with a medical establishment that has used them for as human guinea pigs. And this has been going on for decades. And guess what? It is still going on right now because it has not stopped. So you want to tell me Louis Farrakhan doesn't have a right to speak? You're damn right he has a right to speak, even if you don't agree with everything he says. That's my point. It's, you know, Alex Jones has a right to speak. Laura Loomer has a right to speak. Milo Yiannopoulos has a right to speak. And so do I. Mike Adams, the health ranger. I have the right to speak as well. And we, you, those names that you just heard, we are the voices that challenge the corruption and the death cult of the establishment. We are, I dare say, the most important voices for humanity, even though we don't have consensus among each other, even though we may disagree with each other. We are still among the most important voices. Paul Joseph Watson in there as well. Sorry, I forgot to mention him. We are the most important voices for humanity. The voices that are being silenced are the voices that are most needed right now at this desperate moment in the history of humanity. And I tell you what, I will stand alongside Louis Farrakhan or Laura Loomer or Alex Jones or Paul Joseph Watson or Milo Yiannopoulos. I will stand beside every one of them and defend their right to speak, vehemently defend their right to speak, because without these voices, we are all doomed. We are all going to be enslaved. We're all going to eventually be composted with the human recycling Soylent Green back into the food supply. That's not science fiction anymore. That's law under Washington State now. They're actually recycling human corpses back into the food supply through biosludge. And I've covered that as well. And it's another reason why I'm censored. You want to know the truth? You listen to these voices. That's why we're being censored. So read my websites, newstarget.com, naturalnews.com. Watch videos at brighteon.com. New version Brighteon 2.0 launching in June. And please invite everyone, even those Louis Farrakhan followers, create your channels on brighteon.com. You have the right to speak. Just don't call for violence against people, because we'll have to ban you in that case because we have to follow federal law. But as long as you're not violating federal law and openly espousing violence, you can condemn whoever you want. You can condemn anybody. I may not agree with you. That's fine. We think you should have a right to speak. Join. It's free. It's the alternative to YouTube. Brighteon.com. That's B-R-I-G-H-T-E-O-N. Brighteon.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching Counterthink. I want to remind you that my work is supported by the Health Ranger Store. HealthRangerStore.com, we are the only online retailer of foods, superfoods, and nutritional supplements that now conducts glyphosate testing in an ISO-accredited laboratory that we own, that I run. We test our products for glyphosate and certify them to be glyphosate tested. You can see the icons on our website. If you want clean food, check out HealthRangerStore.com.